Good afternoon, everyone. I would say that we have all seen the strong power of a hurricane beating on houses. Every year there seems to be a hurricane, and these reporters are out there with their hair being blown crazy. But we see the power that is there beating on the houses. We have seen houses that have been demolished and wiped off the face of the earth with these strong hurricanes. Have you ever seen a powerful spiritual storm that has strongly beaten on you? Are we prepared to be in the middle of a strong spiritual hurricane? A spiritual hurricane that can beat upon us. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7. I'd like to begin there. It's the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And here we can see what will help us survive a spiritual hurricane. And we're going to be talking about the spiritual foundation that all of us have. And we all know that Jesus Christ is that chief cornerstone. He's the stable, the tried stone. He's the immovable stone that is beneath the church as it is developed. Let's begin to read here in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. It says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine," this is Jesus the Christ talking here, and as the chief cornerstone, he's giving us some vital information to survive a spiritual hurricane. He says, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house." Beat on that church. And as we talked a couple of weeks ago, the church is not a building. It's not a denomination. It's not an organization. It's the people that God calls. It's the people that God has called, given His Spirit, and they're being led by that Spirit. This word beat here in verse 25 means a very hard and strong beating. It's a very strong beating that happened to this house here in verse 25. And it goes on to say, "And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." These individuals were listening to the sayings of the chief cornerstone, and they did not fall. There was not a destruction there. Then verse 26, the contrary. "Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine, being the chief cornerstone, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house." It's ironic to know that the definition of this Greek word, beat, isn't that strong beating that it was up in verse 25. It was a lightly striking storm. It was a much lower in intensity of this beating of the house. But what happened to this house? "And it fell, and great was its fall." Here we are beginning to see the importance of a solid spiritual foundation. We understand that God's house or God's church has been under construction since 31 AD at Pentecost. Many spiritual storms have beaten upon the church of God ever since that time. God uses the building process to describe the church. We know in biblical times when a structure was built, it was built out of stone. The beginning, when they first began construction, they first placed the chief cornerstone. It was a huge stone. It was a stone that was set. It was the first to be laid. It was the largest stone. It was firm. It was stable. And it was immovable. It couldn't be moved. After the chief cornerstone was laid, the rest of the foundations were laid, were set at that time. They were aligned and they were attached to the chief cornerstone. The other stones by themselves would be weak. but they were aligned and attached to the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone is where the strength was in the foundation. If the chief cornerstone would be removed, the rest of the foundation would become weak. After the foundation was complete, the walls then would begin to be constructed upon the foundation. God uses these terms in the building process to describe the building of the spiritual church. You and I. All of us. If you would, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and here we will see the foundation that we are built upon. It's being described here. Ephesians chapter 2, and beginning in verse 19. It says, "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. You're no longer in the world. God has called you. He's created a miracle in your minds. He's allowed you to understand. He's given you His Spirit, and you're being led by that Spirit. You're no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God." Catch this in verse 20. "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone." So can we hearken back to Matthew 7, and when that storm began to beat on them, He said to them, "Those who hear My sayings is like building on a rock. They're going to make it through the spiritual hurricane." Here, Jesus the Christ is the chief cornerstone. He's stable. He's strong. He's tried. He's immovable. What comes from Him is pure truth, foundational truth that's passed on through Him from the Father. But right before that, it talks about the apostles and the prophets. These are human beings. They aren't tried like Jesus Christ. They're not immovable like Jesus Christ, but as long as they are aligned and attached to the chief cornerstone, that foundation is stable, it's firm, it's sure, it's immovable, because it's pure truth that comes from the Father. Let's go on in verse 21. "In whom the whole building, that being all of us, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit." So we see this foundation that is there is very beneficial to us. It's a must for us to be able to withstand the spiritual storms to come. Today I would like to consider the spiritual foundation that has been placed beneath us that gives all of us stability, that gives the church stability. The church is to be firm. It is to be stable. It's to be immovable. And in all cases, it's because of this strong foundation that has been placed beneath us. If we rely and truly believe the foundational truth that God has established in our life from our calling, then we can make it through the spiritual hurricane. When we're getting beat upon and pummeled from all areas, and we will not fall. That's the goal, to make it and endure all the way to the end. If you would like a title for this message, the title is Considering Our Foundation. I would like to look at the scriptures that describe our foundation. It comes in three parts. The first part is the chief cornerstone, that being Jesus the Christ. The second part would be the prophets, and the third part would be the apostles. So let's begin by looking at our chief cornerstone. If you would, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 28. Here we're just going to read one verse, and it's talking about the cornerstone that would be set in any structure. We're going to read that the chief cornerstone here is tried. It's precious, and it's stable. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. It says, "Therefore, thus says the Eternal God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation." So this chief cornerstone that is laid within the church, being Jesus Christ, he's precious, he's tried, he's sure, and he's stable. We see the chief cornerstone being described here. He's tried. He's perfect. Everything that comes from him, we have pure faith. It's truth. It's been delivered through him from the Father. Let's go to Matthew chapter 21 to continue talking about this chief cornerstone. Here we're going to read that Jesus talking about himself as being this chief cornerstone. Matthew 21, and we're going to read in verse 42. It says, "Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures?" And he begins to quote from Psalms 118 and verse 22. And he said, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." So we begin to see that this chief cornerstone is rejected by people. He is rejected. He can be that second part in Matthew 7 where he says, "Those who do not hear my sayings are foolish people, and they're going to be beaten with that storm, and they're going to be obliterated." Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 2. Continuing to talk about this chief cornerstone. This chief cornerstone has to be precious in each and every one of our eyes. How important is that chief cornerstone to us? How important is the truth that comes from him? How precious, and so precious that we're willing to give our life for it, that we're willing to change our lives for it. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. It says, "Coming to him, that being Jesus Christ, as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious." So the master builder, which is God the Father, chose Jesus Christ to be this chief cornerstone. He's been placed there, and he says he is precious. But then it goes on in verse 5. It says, "You also," talking about the people of God, "you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame." He who believes the chief cornerstone will make it through the spiritual hurricane. He will not be put to shame. Verse 7, "Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious." To those who hear the sayings of the chief cornerstone, the house is going to continue to stand. Those who hear and believe what he says, he is going to be precious to us. And that truth will be precious to us. We will love it with all of our heart. But to those who are disobedient, or those who do not listen to the sayings of him, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and the stone of stumbling, and the rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. So the sayings, the word that comes from the chief cornerstone is valuable. It's precious to each and every one of us. We are instructed here to believe in Christ, to adhere to Him as He being the chief cornerstone. He is the strength of the church. He is the immovable strength that is brought to the church. We must see Him as precious to our well-being. Jesus the Christ is the chief cornerstone that supports the entire foundation for all of us. In Ephesians 2 and verse 20, you don't have to turn there, it says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So we know that there is more to the foundation than just the chief cornerstone. God designed it that way. The rest of the foundation are made up of human beings. They don't have the strength of the chief cornerstone. They're not tried like the chief cornerstone. They can be fallible. But what we will see, as long as they are aligned and attached to the chief cornerstone, they are stable. They're firm. They're sure. So let's begin to focus on the prophets. God used the prophets in the Old Testament. We know that the God of the Old Testament later became Jesus the Christ. So we see that the chief cornerstone taught the prophets directly. He taught them directly just as He taught the apostles directly. The word prophet in the Hebrew is spelled N-A-B-I-Y. That's the Hebrew word that's translated into the English word prophet. And it means one who announces or brings a message. They don't think for themselves. They don't decide truth for themselves. They are bringing a message from the chief cornerstone. They're bringing or announcing truth from the chief cornerstone. They were aligned and attached to Him, to the chief cornerstone. Let's begin by going to John chapter 5. Begin to look at the prophets. John chapter 5, and here we're going to read Christ quoting about the prophets. Were the prophets important to the first era of God's church? Let's begin to read here. John chapter 5, beginning in verse 39. It says, you search the scriptures. Well, what scriptures did they search at that time in the first era? It was the Old Testament. It was the prophets. It says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. The prophets testified of the chief cornerstone. Going down to verse 46. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. Moses was a prophet. He wrote about the chief cornerstone. He brought detail about that chief cornerstone. Verse 47. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? That being Jesus the Christ talking. So the prophets of the Old Testament taught about Christ. The last statement in the last verse is the most important to remember. Here in verse 47, it says, if you do not believe Moses' writings, how will you believe the chief cornerstone's writings? Because they were the same. Moses was aligned and attached to the chief cornerstone. He brought the same truth that the chief cornerstone delivered to them. We see that God gave the prophets information to fill in detail in what we believe in God's truth. In Isaiah 7 and verse 14, you don't have to turn there, there was detail that was given by the prophets. In this case, Isaiah 7 and verse 14 says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. There was detail that was given by the prophets for the sake of the church in the first era. We know Emmanuel means God with us. It was information that the God of the Old Testament was going to become human flesh and blood. He was going to be the chief cornerstone in flesh and blood, and he was going to teach all of the apostles. So we see by this scripture that Isaiah was used to give us further detail. Let's go to Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28, and here we will continue to see how the prophets' writings were used to teach them. The prophets' writings were part of their foundation. The foundation of the first era of God's church. It's the foundation of all of us. Acts chapter 28, and let's read here in verse 23. It says, so when they had appointed him a day, that's being Paul, the Apostle Paul, many came to him at his lodging. They came to him to learn from the Apostle Paul. And it goes on to say, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, the chief cornerstone, from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning until evening. Here we see the apostle in the New Testament taught from the scriptures from morning until evening. He taught from the prophets. He taught from part of that foundation that was given to the church. Paul read from the prophets' writing to teach God's truth. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy 3:1 read from this section of scripture in his split. Here Paul instructed Timothy to continue looking at the scriptures from the Old Testament. He had been taught from them. He said, you continue to look at them. They're important. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. But as for you, Timothy, this is the Apostle Paul talking to a minister who was not an apostle. But he was teaching him, continuing this truth being passed down. He said, but as for you, Timothy, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which were learned from the prophets, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. It was important to the apostles to teach from the foundation that was given to them. We have now talked about the chief cornerstone, and we have now looked at the prophets. Now let's talk about the apostles, the third part of the foundation. Let's keep in mind that all of these make up the foundation. Instruction from all of them give us information that can make us solid, stable, immovable, and we can believe it with all of our heart. We can have complete faith that it is truth. And as when false teachings come bombarding us, trying to send us off track, we know what the truth is. We love it. There's no way we're going to give it up. Let's look at the word apostle here. What does the word apostle mean? It means he that is sent, a messenger, or one that is sent forth on a mission. The same as the prophets. They don't decide truth for themselves. They don't decide right from wrong. They're given the truth from the Father through the chief cornerstone handed down to them. They pass it on to others. We know that the apostles were sent forth on a mission from the chief cornerstone, Jesus the Christ. Keep in mind that the chief cornerstone taught both the prophets and the apostles. In both cases, the prophets and the apostles was aligned and attached strongly to the chief cornerstone. The apostles' major job was to lay bedrock truth that can only be revealed knowledge sent by Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. In John chapter 15 and verse 16, you don't have to turn there. I'm going to quote this. In John 15 and verse 16, it says, "You did not choose me." This is Jesus the Christ talking to the apostles. He says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." So we see that the chief cornerstone sent them on a mission. He chose them. He appointed them to do a specific job for the church, for all of us, to be that foundation. In Ephesians 4 and verse 11, we won't turn there. It's a very familiar set of scriptures. As part of the spiritual gifts that Christ gave to the church. He said there in Ephesians 4 and verse 11, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." They weren't all going to be apostles. There were certain ones that would be apostles, certain ones that would be prophets. But then there would be those that are evangelists, pastors and teachers. They would carry the truth on down from the foundation. Let's go to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Here Christ told the apostles what to witness about. What were they going to do? What was the chief cornerstone going to tell them? Luke chapter 24. And we're going to begin reading in verse 44, 24 and verse 44. It says, "Then he said to them," that being the chief cornerstone talking to the apostles, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." He was telling them, repentance and remission of sins was expected to be preached in the chief cornerstone's name. Verse 48, "And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise," that being the Holy Spirit, "of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high." So here Christ was sending them on a mission. He was sending them to teach his pure truth and be a foundation to people that he was teaching. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to see here one of the apostles. It's the apostle Paul. He recognized himself as laying the foundation that he received from Jesus Christ. He recognized that he was laying the foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 9. It says, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building." He's talking to God's people. Verse 10. "According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it." And he's going to begin to say a very important statement here, and this is the key to the foundation of being stable when the spiritual hurricane comes. We have to remain aligned and attached to the foundation. There are so many false teachings floating around. So many things that want to itch our ears and try to lead us astray. He says here, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Each one of us are being told, take heed how you build on this foundation. Just like the prophets and the apostles, we can't make truth ourselves. We can't make up doctrine ourselves. We can't decide what truth is. That comes from our foundation. Going on in verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's the only chief cornerstone. There's only one foundation, and it has to be from that one and only foundation. Let's go to 2 Peter in verse 3, or chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Here another apostle of the foundation, the apostle Peter, includes himself as well as the other apostles as ones delivering truth to the church, as being a part of this foundation. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. It says, beloved, talking to the church, he was calling them the beloved. I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets, part of the foundation, and of the commandments of us, the apostles, part of the foundation, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this verse, that scoffers will come in the last days. This is where the spiritual storms begin to arise. There's scoffers that will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. So we see what he's saying here. The foundation is saying, remember what is being taught from this foundation. Love it. It's precious. It's what makes us sure, tried, and stable. That's what makes us immovable. The instruction that came through the apostles to the church was extremely important for the stability of the church. It's extremely important for each and every one of us sitting in this room today. When that spiritual hurricane begins to beat on us so that we will never fall, we want to endure all the way to the end. Other elders, pastors, and teachers were given directions from the apostles. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. I want to show how the apostles, one example here, the apostle Paul, how he dealt with the other elders, pastors, and teachers. As he began to teach Timothy, who was a younger minister within the church, First Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Right there in the first statement, he's saying, Paul, an apostle, part of the foundation of Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. He says it right off the bat. By the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. It was pure truth that came from the Father, delivered through Jesus Christ, through, in this case, the Apostle Paul. Who was he talking to? Beginning in verse 2. To Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. No other doctrine that does not come from the foundation. He's saying, don't let them teach any other doctrine. Try to bring them away from that. He says, charge them or command them that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now, the purpose of the commandments is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, from sincere faith, and which some, having strayed, have turned aside from idle talk. Just as we began in Matthew 7, the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ said, those who hear my sayings are the ones that are building on the rock, and when the storms come, they will not fall. But those who do not hear my sayings, they go astray, they bring in these false teachings, they begin to be foolish. And when the storms come, that house is obliterated. Let's go over to verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. He continues, the Apostle Paul continues his instruction to the minister Timothy. He says, this charge or this command I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Here the Apostle Paul was giving very important foundational information to Timothy so he could carry that information to the church, the dangers from the spiritual storms that would beat upon them. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, continuing with the Apostle Paul instructing the younger minister Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 13. It says, Paul saying to Timothy, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, part of the foundation, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus, the chief cornerstone. Verse 14, that good thing which was committed to you, keep or hold fast by the Holy Spirit which dwells in us, that you know that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Whole groups of individuals rejected Paul. And when he was aligned and attached to the chief cornerstone, they also rejected the chief cornerstone at the same time. It is important, brethren, that we consider our foundation. Let's continue in 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 1, the Apostle Paul telling the younger minister Timothy, he says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. This foundational truth must carry on from generation to generation. Going over to verse 14, Paul continues saying, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, which I would like to call the spiritual storms that will be bombarding us as time goes on, which has already been bombarding us to a degree. It says, shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of the sort. And after reading some of these things, it's important that we consider our foundation. How much do we love it? How precious is it to us? Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, the final scripture, where the Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy, and we've already read this. But I want to read a couple of verses earlier this time. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. It says, "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Those of us who will live by the chief cornerstone's truth will suffer persecution. We will have spiritual storms beating upon us. Verse 13, "But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them." And it goes on, hold on to those holy scriptures. They're there for our benefit. They're part of a foundation that was given to us. How important is it for us to consider our foundation to our well-being, to our survival, to endure to the end? All of these instructions came from the chief cornerstone to the apostles and passed down to the elders from there. We are built upon this foundation, holding fast to the truth that we have been taught. It is extremely important for us to consider our foundation and to seriously consider our foundation. We need to be clear how the Master Builder, God the Father, has constructed the foundation of the church. We see the Master Builder is God the Father. He has set the foundation for the church just as He pleased. He set Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. He is solid and tried. He is immovable. The rest of the foundation is made up of the prophets and the apostles, and they are directly aligned and attached to the chief cornerstone. The Word, who was the God of the Old Testament, also became Jesus Christ. He taught personally both the prophets and the apostles. The apostles taught many elders, pastors, and teachers to carry the foundational truth to the church, to carry it down through the generations to you and to me. We have this truth. We have this foundational truth from the foundation. Brethren, let's never forget how the Master Builder has designed the church. Let's consider our foundation that gives us stability. God the Father has carefully placed Jesus Christ exactly in the perfect spot in the church. The foundation has been solidified with the prophets and the apostles. The foundation of the church has been carefully constructed beneath us. It was planned that way. It was designed that way. We must consider that foundation that is there. The foundation is secure, tried, stable, and immovable. God now expects us to decide how we're going to build on it. He's expecting us to hold fast to the truth that the foundation had delivered to us. God now is expecting us individually to hold firmly, attached and aligned firmly to the foundation so that we will be able to withstand the spiritual hurricane that will beat upon the church yet in our future. Brethren, let's consider our foundation.